Grace and peace to you this night from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, imagine scheduling a series through Lent that dealt with lament and then coming down with COVID halfway through. I felt a few laments of my own over the last almost a week now. But I'm better now thanks to prayers and the goodness of some medication and certainly the loving care of my wife. I've always liked this little parable about this woman. I like to call it the parable of the particularly persistent plaintiff. As if Luke doesn't make it abundantly clear in other places in the gospel that the rich and the haughty are doomed to fail while the poor and the needy, well, they're destined to receive the glory that they never imagined they'd enjoy. Luke does it over and over again. Mary sings her song of magnificence. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. Jesus doesn't mince words when he hands out beatitudes. While in Matthew's Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." Luke remembers Jesus cutting right to the chase. "Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry." In Luke, Jesus speaks in parables. Precisely because the rich and powerful are too busy with the stuff of this world to make sense of what Jesus is saying. But those who have an ear for justice and a heart for mercy can hear the joy of a lost sheep that is found, or a lost son who has come home. Talk about pesky things in life. In this pesky parable about a woman who won't stop pestering a godless judge for a ruling on her case, an answer to her complaint of an injustice perpetrated against her, Jesus seeks to teach us about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. And that's the key, isn't it? That's the trouble. How often in this world, in our lives, do we feel helpless and defenseless against powers that don't even dignify us with a yes or a no, but push us aside as if we're not even worthy for an answer at all? And yet the woman continues to come, pestering the judge until he can't take it any longer. The judge says to himself, "Enough! I'm tired of listening to this woman coming to me day after day. I'll give her what she wants, just to stop the endless cantankering." It's not that the judge is a good person, but the woman, though it may be assumed that she has lost everything, does not lose heart. She continues to bring her demand for justice. There's a scene in the film The Prince of Egypt. I've probably mentioned it to you before. When Moses has gone toe-to-toe with Pharaoh for the first time, demanding that Pharaoh let the people of Israel go. And then by God's command, Moses turns the Nile River into blood. At first, everyone is amazed and afraid. But then the magicians of Egypt duplicate the trick. They turn to blood some water of their own. And one of the people says to Moses, take a look.
"Abandon this futile mission, Moses. I've indulged you long enough. This must now be finished."
prophecies, it is only beginning.
But Moses, didn't you see what happened?
The priests did the same thing. Pharaoh still has the power over our lives.
Yes, Aaron, it's true. Pharaoh has the power. He can take away your food, your home, your freedom. He can take away your sons and daughters. With one word, Pharaoh can take away your very lives. But there is one thing he cannot take away from you. Your faith. Believe, for we will see God's wonders.
Oops. The Bible does not answer the question, why? Why is there suffering? Many a disciple has turned away in anger at the notion that God can relieve suffering, but won't. Or worse, that God is relieving the suffering of some, but leaves others to wallow in pain and injustice. The psalmist spends 18 verses naming over and over again the pains of life and the fears of death, and not once is there a moment to pause and praise God for even a hidden beacon of light and hope. This is the only psalm, number 88, the only one that we have out of all the 150. It's the only one that doesn't somehow resolve itself into some manner of hopefulness. Psalm 88 will not relent in its pursuit of an answer to the question, why? The psalmist demands to be heard, even in all of his misery. Just like Moses demands that Pharaoh let his people go. Sometimes, often perhaps, there's a resolution, there's an answer. But until that answer comes, and that answer, that time might come after a lifetime or more. Until that time comes, Jesus gives us the courage, the permission, the faith to keep on seeking, like the woman who would not give up. And while an evil judge might relent out of frustration, God will one day give us what we need out of grace and mercy. That's the promise of lament, even lament out of the depths. Amen.